Now we're live.
Are you going to announce it?
Alive,
you said you was going to announce it.
Alive forevermore.
Oh, Lord.
My Jesus is alive.
Okay. That's good. That energy is great.
You
guys have got powerful energy. Are you going to announce
there
it?
There is power.
You said you're going to announce it.
Announce what?
Oh, well, the topic for today
this podcast.
Is the podcast.
The number of podcasts today.
I think today's 20.
Okay.
20.
Wait, so everybody got applause. Yay!
We made it through 20. I may not have been at all of them, but at least I'm here for the 20th.
Here for the 20th.
Applause. I need to get like some sound effects where I can like do applauses and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I don't know about that.
Those fake in studio applauses.
Yeah. Or like the laugh track.
Yeah.
Hey, we
free laugh track going on.
And we got a live audience.
It would be like
we have a live audience.
Oh, we do have a live audience.
Yes.
We do.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been here when we had a live audience.
Mm.
This
really?
Is my first one. Yes, this is my first one.
So. That's my buddy right there.
It's your buddy.
He's always here with mine.
Homie. Homie don't play that.
Oh, so you're special. I see that. You're the special. So he only shows up for your podcast. Oh, I see that. That's good.
He's a good friend.
Good. That's good.
And but he makes really good tea.
Oh.
Did you get your tea?
Oh. Because I know I didn't make
you
the
don't
tea.
Want any?
I'm good. I have water.
He put some in the microwave. I know he did. I saw the cup.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You don't have to.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I feel bad.
Yes, he
thank
does.
Thank you.
He's a
look,
gentleman.
They made him go get me tea. was not requested. Everyone heard that conversation.
This is not going to be a serious podcast. Sorry to see that
it's
right
okay.
now.
No,
that's silly. Good.
I got material.
No.
Oh, you have a printout?
Oh, no.
I got show notes. I'm almost like Rush
really?
Limbaugh now.
Wow. Wow.
In my formerly nicotine-stained hands.
Fingers. Yes. For all you out
notes.
There in Rio
wow.
Linda.
Rio Linda.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so
the EIB network.
This is so nostalgic right now. I miss Rush. Mm. Who else out there misses Rush?
L. Rush Bowling.
L. Rush Bowling. Talent on loan from God.
God. Wow.
That was very sad.
We've lasted 20 podcasts. Okay, so are we going to do this topic?
Haters. Now, I'll tell you what sparked this for me
mm-hmm.
was I had seen this video before. I've seen a video numerous times from a movie called Pentagon Wars. Has anybody seen that movie, Pentagon
nope.
Wars?
No.
I have not seen the movie, but I've seen this scene on YouTube
okay.
many times where it's a movie, it's a parody, it's making fun of the military. And it's making fun of, like, military spending, right?
Mm, okay.
And so they go through this whole thing about how they were... for anybody who's ever been in the military, you probably know what a Bradley fighting vehicle is, right? Bradley mm-hmm. fighting vehicle.
Yes,
if you haven't been in the military, it's a vehicle that's been used in the military for decades, right?
Oh.
Came out in the 90s.
Came out in the 90s, but it had been in development since, like, the early...
Oh, yes.
70s.
But Desert Storm was a good time for it to be brought out.
Yeah. Tell me what your opinion, not knowing anything about this movie scene, not knowing anything about what I'm going to talk about, just in general, what's your opinion of the Bradley?
Oh, it was
vehicle?
The hottest thing. I mean, I was in First Scout Division.
Oh, okay.
So it was literally one of the hottest tank vehicle.
Yeah.
And they had different versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mm-hmm. It was neat. I didn't care much for being in a tank, being a medic.
Yeah.
But that's where...
But the vehicle, you,
the
you
vehicle
were impressed with it.
I was very impressed with the vehicle, yes.
So in the movie, they're making fun. So in the beginning of this scene of the movie, the guy is fault-finding the Bradley vehicle because it was originally intended to be a troop carrier. It was originally intended to carry like 11 troops,
mm-hmm.
and it was a low-profile vehicle. and it, that was it. It was just basically a metal box on tracks that carried people that was supposed to replace the M113. And okay. The M113 is a metal box that's used to transport troops onto the field. A tracked yellow metal tracked vehicle that's it. It probably has a machine gun mounted on top, but that's all it has.
Okay.
And so this vehicle that was intended to be a troop carrier solely had gone through so many modifications and so many people wanted so many things out of it that it turned into this beast of a vehicle that was never intended to be, mm-hmm. right? So it was a big like, oh, look how stupid the military is and how that they mess everything up and spend all this money on something, right? You mm-hmm. follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you watch this video, it raises indignation in you against dumb military spending, right? Oh, the military's so stupid. Why do they spend so much money on something right. and make so many mistakes?
Everybody's
right?
got an opinion, yeah.
But I'm just saying that the scene in the movie is meant mm-hmm. to kind of build indignation in you against bad military spending,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So for the longest time, I'd seen that, and I got a kick out of it watching it. I was like, oh, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, and that's the way the military is. But the reality is that's not true, because I watched another video where this guy contradicts this scene from this movie, mm-hmm. because supposedly the movie is based on a book that's written by some former military guy in budgeting or whatever mm-hmm. who had a beef against military spending.
Oh, okay.
He had a beef against spending on new technology.
All right.
Right. He just wanted us to stick with old technology and right. be cheap
right.
and don't get involved in all this stuff. And this other guy was like, if you know anything about the modern U.S. Army, they are right. the most technologically advanced army yes. in the world.
Yes.
Right.
I knew
and
that,
our yeah. technology has basically ensured victory on the combat field because of this tremendous technological superiority we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes across the board in all things, right? As a matter of fact, someone was even saying that part of the reasoning behind us sending all this supplies and stuff over to Ukraine is for us to get rid of our old stuff so that we can go and spend money on new stuff.
Bingo.
Right? New technology, new things.
You got two people shaking their yeah. head. Yes.
Remember that guy we met at the donut shop? Mm-hmm. His job was a drone operator?
Yes, it was.
We never had anything like that when nope. we were in, man.
Nope.
We didn't have people operating
computers
in the
air. And he even said it's distant now. He didn't tell us how far they could be away.
Yeah, he did the right
but
thing.
He did say that they could be from distance away and operate. Mm-hmm. But you heard on the news that there's drones that takes out leaders, terrorists mm-hmm. and leaders.
Yeah, it happens all yeah. the time.
All the yeah. time.
Well, so. With that being said, okay, the what I was getting at is that here's a person who's hateful against yes. something, right? Mm-hmm. And they devise all these things to propagate their hate.
Yes.
Right? To propagate their anger against something
mm-hmm.
and to get other people indignant about something when in reality they're the people at fault. They're the people with the problem.
Because they become dinosaurs.
Well, not just
there's
that.
A name for people. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because they begin to hate because they want it a certain way. This is the way I've been doing it. This is the way. They don't want to open their mind up to a new way of seeing things, so they just start building up. That's wrong. They disagree with everything because they're so mm-hmm. comfortable doing it a certain way.
Yeah, and see, that's true in this particular case, right?
Mm-hmm.
That mentality partially was the reason why there was this animosity from them towards this other way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, mm-hmm. high level general, mm-hmm. that is one of the core problems is that there is a disconnect in values.
Mm-hmm.
One person has this set of values. The mm-hmm. other person has another set of values. This mm-hmm. person has, like he said, in the case of this argument, one person has the values of we're not going to spend any money. We're not going to technically advance. We're going to do the cheapest thing what we can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the other person on the other side says, no, we're going to make decisions to be more technologically advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And because the other side doesn't get their way,
mm-hmm.
then they feel that they use this kind of like guerrilla tactic of I'm going to make a movie and make you look dumb mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. right? Or I'm going to write a book and make you look like you're an idiot.
We do that all the time in just okay. in families and
yeah.
churches mm-hmm. and groups and different people. They do that mm-hmm. because they just get comfortable doing a certain thing. And their way is right because this is what's worked for mm-hmm. them for years and years yeah. and years and years. But they don't want to advance because they know they have to learn something new.
Mm. Right.
And a lot of times we hate because someone learns something new and they get it and mm-hmm. they're good at it.
Yeah.
And we're not good at it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't want to do it that way. Because yeah. now I gotta admit that the way I'm doing things is mm-hmm. not really the best way of doing things.
Right.
And hate, yeah, be careful because hate is almost, you told me, you sent that video last night and I watched that. It was really good. I listened What's to that it? Guy. That guy was yeah. real. It starts with envy.
Yeah.
Starts with envy. Yeah,
listen to his definition, as a matter of fact, since we're talking about that. This was his definition of mm-hmm. envy. It's a perceived deficit in relevance to a perceived personal good relative to perceived equal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you see someone as your peer
mm-hmm.
and you think you're better than that mm-hmm. person
yeah.
and that you deserve what they have mm-hmm. in light of how you see them performing less than you are or different than you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have this hate towards them. I should have that.
Yes.
I'm smarter than they are, yes. or I'm stronger than they are, yes. or I'm better than they are. And yes. they're not any different than me. That's the mm-hmm. peer part, yes. right? And the reality is that's not true. They're not your peer. They're mm. superior to you.
Right.
And they're doing something better than you are, and they're succeeding, and you're angry because of that, right?
Yeah.
And then he even brought up Cain and Abel when he was talking.
Yes, he did.
I mm-hmm. know, right?
Yes, he did. Wow. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. And that's why I say, that's why I brought up families, because that's
yeah.
where it,
yeah.
me and my brother, who is 5 years older than me, mm-hmm. we hated each other growing up. I mean, there was a hate. And I just recently found out that, I think it was like couple weeks ago we was talking, because as a little kid I had an injury, head injury, and he remembered it, and he started talking, and he was saying certain things, and all these years I thought he hated me, but in fact he was my protector. He was trying to protect me from being hurt, and I looked at it as, you're not telling me what to do. I'm you're just my brother. You're not my daddy. You're not my mama.
Yeah.
And he knew more than I did, because he had lived 5 years longer than I have. But I hated him because he was trying to protect me. A lot of times we hate people for the wrong reason. Really do.
Misunderstanding.
Lack
of communication.
Right.
Yeah.
We just hate people because we don't understand why they're doing it that way.
And then on top of it, pride.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I'm not wrong.
I'm not
You're
wrong.
You're wrong.
Accepting that other people are just different is so weird.
Why is that so hard?
It's such a difficult thing. And I really, like, we've talked about it before. I think maturity has a lot to do with it. Because when you're, like, not there, you know what I'm saying? You haven't been through any life experiences, yeah. really. Like, just a sense of immaturity, not anyone's fault. It's just a lack of life experience. It's really difficult to look at other people and, like, to understand that they're just different. Like, not worse or better.
Not just different.
Yeah.
But because they're different, they have an advantage over you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Look.
And you don't want to be that kind of different.
Why is it so hard for people to say, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how to
teach
do that.
Me.
I don't know how to.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Show
or
me how
me,
to do it.
Let me learn what they're doing.
Let me learn from you.
That causes them to be successful, right? Yeah. You want me to bring it up a notch? I'm going to say something really up a notch.
Go ahead.
So a lot of white men see these white women mm-hmm. going out with black men, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to find fault with these black men. Oh, they're this and they're that. Right, no, right. How could you dare even think about going out with a guy like that? And the real answer should be, how can I be like that guy to get those women to like me?
Right.
Instead of them liking those men, right? Now, I'm not necessarily... No. I want to be very careful with what I'm saying. But, you know, if
cat's out of the bag on that one.
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to drop that before I get myself in trouble.
Before you get both of us in trouble, because I was about to say something.
I ain't saying nothing.
But in reality, is to be able to look at them and say, what is it that women see or find appealing in them that I can engender, instead of me looking at them saying, it's not right. I should have that.
But it goes back to, I don't want to change. I don't want to change. I don't want to admit that I don't know what I'm doing, or they're better
or
at
that
what
you're
they're
doing it wrong,
or we're doing it, or you're doing it wrong.
That's really hard to admit.
It is hard to admit. It is.
When you have to look in the mirror and say, I failed in such and such
areas. How many times
that's difficult
do we
for
do
people.
That, though?
Because pride says I'm doing everything right.
I don't do that. Once in a while, I look in the mirror and say, wow, dude. That was not right. You need to get better.
Yeah.
That is not right.
Me every morning.
But most of the time, I even being married again, I've approached it differently because I looked at what I did wrong with the first one. Mm-hmm. Mm. I could easily, because the first one did a lot of things wrong. And I could easily go, well, she should have done this and she should have done that. But that was my approach is, okay, I got to be better. I got to be better. I tell myself that all the time. I got to be better than yesterday. Not regardless of what
everybody
else is doing.
That's the difference. It's learning. If you're going to have bad and good experiences and you're going to do bad things, like make mistakes, but it's like learning from them. That's what makes the difference between you and somebody else. It's like if you're willing to look at yourself and being like, oh, dude, I did this, this, and that. And next time, maybe I shouldn't do this, this, and that. And I should clean it up, you know, fix it.
Think about Cain and Abel. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Abel does the right sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? And Cain does the wrong sacrifice.
Correct.
They're both sacrificing.
They're
both putting forth effort. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. They're both involved in worshiping God.
Yeah.
But one's doing it right and one's doing it wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's not the amount of effort, it's not the the amount of skill, the amount of knowledge or whatever.
Nope.
It's just the fact that there is a right way and a wrong way.
Correct.
And so God comes on the scene and he says, "Hey, you're just doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. You need to do it right." Mm-hmm. And the man has a choice right then. It's either A, change what he's doing, mm-hmm. right, which means put down your pride mm-hmm. and your arrogance mm-hmm. and say, yes, Lord, you're right. Because I want to get on this thing about family, mm-hmm. right, and how that those that are closest to us are the ones that are our greatest enemies or our greatest haters, right? Because they know us or they think they know us.
Yes.
And then they're like, why do you get to get ahead and not me? You're my brother or whatever.
Yes.
What makes you better than I am?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so here's Cain, like, what makes you better than I am? You know, first off, I'm older than you are.
Correct.
Second off, I'm the one who's doing the hard work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because remember, when God cursed the land, the ground was cursed.
Yes.
It was harder for him to work that land
than Abel. Literally, he was working harder than
Abel. Had the easier job.
Yes, he did.
Which could have been due to apparent favoritism. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right? But it didn't make a difference as far as what God wanted.
And you're right. Hate. That hate grew because he didn't stay focused on what are we doing here? What is the reason why we're here and why we're doing it? Someone said to me, and it was devastating to me. They said, Oh, so you want to see the fruits of your work time. And it crushed me. I mean, it, because I was thinking, oh, I'm doing, I'm just doing this because this is what I want to be part. And I didn't, and she said, oh, so, oh, you didn't get the pat on the back you was looking for, huh? I said, oh, I wasn't looking for the pat on the back. So then, why are you feeling a certain way?
Yeah.
I forgot why I was there doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
A lot of time we forget why we're there, and that pride is so, it don't take much.
It's subtle. It's very subtle. It don't take
much. Yeah. It don't take much. Mm-hmm. It just really just slowly comes in and says,
it creeps in, and you don't even realize it until something happens. Like, and you're
why are they getting the praise? And you cut the grass, and you was there, and all they did was showed up with the birthday cake, and everybody think that, oh, and that's not the problem. But I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, and it's so subtle.
That's what that guy said in that video. He said, envy is the invisible thing.
Yes.
It's invisible. You know, you got to really like be looking for
it. It's so easy to get an attitude and go, well, oh no, I'm just doing this. This is what I want to do. I want to be part of this. And I really, okay, with what both of you said, and I'm trying to get this because I'm trying to listen to. So when you're not willing to change and learn and admit that the way you're doing it may not be the perfect way of doing it, that's when that envy everybody out there on I-5 think they can drive better than the next person in their car.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I got that on my notes here, road rage.
They get mad.
Yes, they do.
But most people don't know that. So if you read the driving book, it's changed. A lot of the things that they do in the driving book has changed. Like it used to be
10 and 2. It's
now it's 10 and 2. Oh. It used to be 3 and 9. It used to be 3 and 9.
I don't know.
Then they changed it. I'm just noticed because my son just passed the drive, and that's the only reason why I know it. Because I had someone even arguing, well, that's not the case. I said, why are you getting mad? They were getting mad because they didn't have the knowledge.
When people don't get the validation, that's when it
flips. That was the other one that I was going to bring. Thank you.
Need to be validated. And if they don't feel validated.
No, we all need to be validated.
I want to throw this in there real quick. We're talking about the family thing. Jesus could do no great works in his hometown. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that in there. Because I want to cover like the...
Right. No, I
sorry, again, I interrupted.
No, you're good. No.
Validation.
Validate. I mean, who doesn't want to be validated?
True.
I mean, be honest. We all want to be validated. Yeah. We all want to be acknowledged. We all want to know that, hey, I'm here.
There's a lot of movements in society right now, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Validation. They want you to say that what they're doing is okay. Right. And if you don't, you're the one with the problem.
Right.
And I mean, I won't name anything. It's whatever. It's not political.
But they take it to the extreme.
It's just the way people are.
But they take it to the extreme because they're looking for validation in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. They want you to say it. And if you don't, you are the worst. You're worse than the scum of the earth.
Right.
And it's like, maybe not. Maybe actually, there's things about us that other people don't need to validate, and that's not a reason to hate somebody. Like, nobody needs to acknowledge that you're the best vacuumer in the world.
Right. Like, this is the reason why we have a problem in society today is because we have two diametrically opposed value systems. The fact that we have the internet going right now gives people this echo chamber for them to hear and resonate with what they quote unquote believe.
Yeah, they need right? more whether likes,
what they believe is right or wrong.
Validation,
but they get more validation. Yeah, they get the
more
validation.
Comments,
wrong
validation. More reposts,
the wrong validation, the wrong validation, the wrong voices.
Yes, the wrong right. voices. Mm-hmm. These women and men, they put oh, yeah. these pictures up, mm-hmm. and you look at them like, really? Why are you you? And then people are liking them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these
slay
men.
Queen, oh, I'm dead.
Oh, dude, you're yeah. so good looking. Yep. Oh, you.
It's really bad with girls.
Oh, no, guys too.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the I'm girls you, are they just like overdo it?
It's
you know?
Guys and men because I saw there's a guy and.
But they get that validation, man.
He's bald-headed.
Yeah.
He looks chubby, and he's got all these, oh, you're so sexy, and oh, and you're, and I'm like, okay.
Or how about when people okay, offer yeah. details about themselves that you didn't even need to know, but they just want somebody to know what they do?
Because they want
like,
to be validated.
I went out and I ran 5 miles today and I did 100 squats and like 200 push-ups and here I am yes. at lunch. Look at me. And right. it's like, okay.
Right. It's easy for them to find people who resonate with them and who agree with them mm-hmm. in that audience, right? Mm-hmm. Especially yeah. if it's carnal or whatever. Mm-hmm. It really magnifies... their bad desires and their bad values mm-hmm, by mm-hmm. being in this environment that validates everything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And because of the anonymity of the internet, you know, people can just agree with stuff that they wouldn't necessarily agree with in public in front yeah. of anybody else.
Validation mm-hmm. is okay and we all have it and we all desire it. But the obsession with validation is the mm-hmm. problem because right. then you're willing to do anything just for, I mean, look at all the crazy trends that people do. The kids, you know, right. Right. they're like eat. They film themselves doing ridiculous challenges right. just to be like stupid things. Yeah. I right. mean, they've like choked right. to death. I can't yeah. really, you know, swallow. Following Tide Pods, I know that was a thing. Mm-hmm.
Eating those super yeah. hot chips.
Right, and then going to the hospital and having mm-hmm. to get like medication and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we say lack of common sense, but the world says a need for validation. Mm-hmm. They're desperately trying to fit in. They'll mm-hmm. do anything, and it's like, that's
and
the
problem.
And
if you say something,
yeah.
they hate you.
Oh, yeah, for yeah. sure.
You're a hater. Right. You're a hater because them. You're not a... No doubt Cain knew.
Yeah, this is
that
an interesting
God
flip on this.
Doubt God hate me.
Right.
Oh, God hate me.
Yep. This
and,
is
and then,
this is a flip
then
on the whole thing.
Everything that yeah. everything mm-hmm. that equated with God, he hated. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He first hated God. He didn't hate Abel.
Oh, I like this.
He didn't hate. He hated God.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
But he could not. He could not confront God. But he confront
and
Abel.
He couldn't take the correction.
Yeah. Right.
He couldn't
right.
stand being told.
And so many times,
enough.
Right?
You know, people do it. You put stuff on the internet, and they're just. Mm-hmm. But you get them. You see them face to face.
They wouldn't do that.
It would not do that.
Right.
They wouldn't even not do. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. I've had so many people in different areas. Boom, I don't know why I'm a creep. And then I get them along and say, hey, so I heard you said such and such. Well, no, I think you misunderstood what the it was yeah. misunderstood. You know, I really didn't mean it like that. And I'm like, okay, so how did mm-hmm. you mean it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People hate grows when they can get a bunch of people around them.
Yeah. Right. And get their validation.
Well, yeah.
Validation.
Look how polarized the world is. I mean, and especially no matter what side you belong to, right? But if they say something like in the center or echo an opinion of the opposite side, they cannibalize themselves. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. world eats world. It's crazy. Like Anna Kasparian. She doesn't like being called like a cis woman. She's like, no, I'm just a woman. And she's far left, like communist left, you know?
Yeah, if you don't toe the line with everything, you're going to get right. canceled.
And she just said something like, just a normal thought that the average person thinks, and they went nuts. I mean, we're unfollowing her, her thing. There were death threats, like going crazy. And you could say the same for like the right. Somebody says something like neutral or a little to the left, and they just go nuts. They're like...
Right, because they're not, they don't feel validated. That's the whole deal. Like, like Cain did not hear what God said because God didn't validate what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said, Cain, all you gotta do, you'll be accepted too. Mm-hmm. You will be accepted too. All you do is just change it.
Yeah.
All you do is just change the way you're doing
that
things.
That old pride.
But I don't want to do it like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So he could not confront God because he knew God. And then afterwards, after God had judged him, he wanted mercy from God.
He wanted mercy, yeah.
He wanted mercy from God. Yes. He wanted mercy from God. Mm-hmm. But he was really mad at God. Yeah. He wasn't mad at Abel.
Well, that's why a lot of the times the people we encounter when we're just dealing with others, you know, it's not really us that they're offended with and upset with.
Yes.
It's God. And they just take it out on you.
Yes. Come on. You.
Especially like if they're close to you and then they see your lifestyle and they're just like, look at Mrs. Perfect over there. She's going to do this. Right. She's going to do that. And it's like, that's not even the intention of your heart. Mm-hmm. It's not even there. But the devil's real. Mm-hmm. And he just lets those ideas grow.
Yes.
And then you just start hating your brothers and just, you know, the devil's the accuser of the brethren. You're just like a team
you're
working.
You're hating the thing that they stand for. Mm-hmm. You're hating it. They're just doing what they're supposed to be doing or trying to.
Minding their business.
You have, and I've been there because. You ever got mad at somebody? They were just doing something, and
definitely minding their business, and you're just so angry.
You get mad at them, and you're like, "Why did they do it that way?" Well, they didn't know any better. They just ignorantly they didn't know any better, but because of we think, and I'm gonna turn this again. Sometimes we get mad at people because we think we know more.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to do it.
It's that whole thing of where you see them as an equal to you and they're getting success for what they're doing. And you're like, well, I should be getting success for what I'm doing because I'm just as smart.
I'm just as hardworking
and just as industrious as they are. Going back to Cain, right? Mm-hmm. I'm working harder. Right. And God's like, it has nothing to do with how hard you're working.
It has nothing
to do. It's like that monkey that sticks his hand in the tree to grab the shiny thing that's in there or whatever. And he's pulling his hand up to try to get his hand out of that hole.
Yes.
And he won't let go of what's inside his hand so that he can get free. And then that African guy comes up there and puts a leash on his neck and starts feeding him salt so that he can get that monkey show him where the water is.
Right.
So he becomes captured. He becomes, you know, a prisoner of his own desire. Mm. A prisoner of his own wrong thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There are a lot of invisible prison bars.
Invisible prison
in our
bars.
Minds.
Yeah.
Well, when you become a hater, you put on these glasses that blind you to everything else. Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to love people.
No, it's not. It's a lot easier to hate people. It's a lot easier to hate people.
It's better to love people.
It's better in the long run.
It does take a lot of effort, though, to hold on to grudges and to be angry and bitter all the
time.
But
it's so sweet.
It's so sweet. It tastes so good. That can, you know, like, it's like people say, well, steaks taste better than cake. Mm. You know, I'd rather have a steak. But what do we go? We go do the cake, right? Mm. Because it's cheaper. It costs more. The steak costs more than the cake. Mm. A lot of times, A lot of times, just let's just have the cake. Let's just eat the cake. Because the steak, it's a lot of effort to eat a good steak. It does. You know, first of all, you got to find one that you like. And I'm kind of getting off a topic a little, but I'm sorry. Just threw that out there because
no worries.
There's hate. It just blinds you. It's mm-hmm. you eat on it, and it deals with that pride that we That's all true. Have. Yeah. It's so easily, you know, like again, you eat the steak. It takes a while to digest, and you. But man, you eat that cake, immediately you got response. Immediately there's that energy drive.
They're sugar like, high.
That's sugar high. Hate is it's so easy mm-hmm. just to hate and look at them and say, oh, so they're hate, not that good.
You got hate-a-beaties.
They're not that good. Yes. So
you got hate-a-beaties.
they're not that good. They think they're that
drinking
good.
That hatering.
I don't know why everybody think they're that good. I don't know why they got to do it that way. I would never do it that way. I don't. And then there's a. Go ahead. Oh, I thought you was gonna say something.
Well, let me share a quote with you. This is from David Goggins. You guys know David Goggins, the Navy SEAL guy. That anywho,
elite.
You will never meet a hater doing better than you. Never meet a hater doing better than you. Count your own blessings instead of counting others.
Hmm. I was just going to bring up comparisons. It's such a trap to compare yourself to other people.
Paul,
the Bible talks about that.
Yeah. But and people don't realize that. And with the, like you were talking about, the craze of the internet right now, mm-hmm. it's just so easy because you're comparing like your everyday life to somebody's highlight reel. Hmm. And you think that you should have that life and just various different things or beauty standards, whatever, but that's not reality. Mm-hmm. And then you lose sight of the fact that like normal people are around you. And this is like, they just come entrapped in this like fantasy. They're just constantly comparing their mediocre, what they consider to be mediocre lives to somebody's beautiful, awesome experiences all the time. And you know, that's led to like a lot of depression. Mm-hmm. I think it was Iowa this week. They banned cell phone social media at school because they had an uptick of depression and anxiety. I read the article. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was on whatever. It doesn't matter. Right. But anyway, they had an influx of these kids coming, teenagers coming down with depression and anxiety. So they made a law, literally, and no social media. And they're like, we're getting the kids off because it's killing their mind. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that. I think it's detrimental. Just comparing yourself to others all the time. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough in your daily life. But then when you like go online, it's like a whole nother world. It's not good. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
And it's also very plastic. It's not real.
No. Yeah, right? It's like so a fantasy, right?
Yes, it's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. You know, of filters and, mm-hmm. you know, only the best of the cream of the crop is making it into your face or whatever.
Right.
And then you have to compare yourself with that. And it's like, there's no chance, mm-hmm. right? For a lot mm-hmm. of people, there's no chance. Instead of just saying, let me be the best me I can be. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Let me embrace me embrace the things that I can't change, and then fight for the things I can.
And that's, again, I mentioned, that is the thing I say to myself every day. I got to be the better than yesterday. The better me. I have to be a better, not Jennifer.
Right.
Not Reverend Hayes. Yeah. Not Pastor Rodriguez. Oh, I mean, throw names out like that. But not so-and-so. Am I better than I was yesterday? Me. Not right. the person on right. the internet. Because mm-hmm. you both said it. That life that you see on the internet, that's not real. That's not right. a real
It's not
life.
Real.
There's nothing that you see online is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been filtered and filtered mm-hmm. and filtered and filtered and
yeah.
If you embrace that stuff, it does create hate. It creates we mentioned that word discontent. You
Naturally,
become discontent.
Yeah.
you
unhappy
become,
with
you've
your
been
life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you start envying.
Envying, wanting.
Wanting coveting. What they got. Mm-hmm. And you forget all the good things that God has given to you. Mm-hmm. Your health, mm-hmm. your family, mm-hmm. your kids, a car to drive, mm-hmm. a job if you have it. mm-hmm. And you forget all those things. And all of a sudden, you hear this voice say, well, I don't know why they have that and you don't. Why mm-hmm. why do you, well, are they better than you are? Why do God give that to them? Mm-hmm. And you go down that road.
Yeah.
It's very discouraging, especially to young people, mm-hmm. young minds, especially young men.
Yes.
I mean, it was hard enough before the internet and they had to compete against jocks and quote unquote cool guys, you know, as young men, womenizers, whatever. And now it's like to the umpteenth. Mm-hmm. They've got to. Not only are they just normal men right. that are going to be blue collar workers, right. but no longer is that ever going to be.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Yes. They just put themselves up against these unattainable.
Exactly.
And then they feel bad. Exactly. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't feel bad. Yeah. You're just a normal kid like all of us.
let me run some of these past you here. Seven signs you
try
might,
and pass it me.
Seven signs you might mind. Struggle with bitterness.
Mm. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Come on with that.
Yeah. One, you have imaginary conversations. What you laughing at, dude?
I'm laughing at
you
him.
You got to take this stuff in introspection.
No, I love it. I love it. I'm not. That was
Two,
a good one.
You replay a conversation or experience over and over in your head.
Yes. But what if you're a girl?
No. Come on. That's another good one.
Three. You feel the need to tell someone what he or she did.
Ooh.
Four.
Ooh.
You are easily offended by this person.
Ooh. It's getting good.
That's
is that 10 going down to 1 or is that 1 going
no,
down to
2? These are just different signs.
Random ordered.
Okay.
Just take them for what they're worth. Ooh. Add some more if you want to. You can remember details of things he or she said from months
Ooh.
Or years ago.
Wow.
Again, does this count if you're a girl?
Grudges.
Oh no, this had for men. I know some men that
no,
are like
but
this.
Women are like obsessed with words, no. and like I can tell you what
men
someone said mm-hmm. like 5 years ago. But if it like made a difference, I can be like,
but
he stood up and said, blah, blah.
But sis, men are too.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's just women. I'm just saying. We might be more prone to said behavior.
I love the pain.
Yes, bring it. It hurts. Yum, yum. Hurts so good.
You are keeping a list of offenses.
Ooh.
That's bad.
People hold on to bitterness because of a feeling for a need of vengeance or justice.
Validated. They want to be validated.
Yes.
Because they've been done wrong.
Yeah, wanting to hurt others for perceived offenses.
Yeah, wasn't
he
done the way.
For that.
Why didn't they do it my way?
Yeah.
Why can't I do it my way? Oh man, is that it?
No. Listen to the steps that might help you break bitterness. Right.
Oh, come on. Yes.
One, recognize you were bitter.
That's man. That's cold turkey. That's killing the cold turkey. That's not even like easing into it and maybe let me pray to God. Let me pray to God about this.
That's like, you don't need to pray.
Let me pray to God about this. That's cold turkey. That is like, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That you're wrong.
Acknowledge it. That's the first part of problem solving right there.
Acknowledge that you have a problem.
Whoa, right? Man.
Every AA meeting ever.
Yeah,
the first step in recovery is
acknowledging. Hey, that was G.I. Joe. That was G.I. Joe, 1980s.
Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Two, interrupt bitter thoughts.
That is
when
really
those thoughts
good.
Come up, you're
That's
like,
good.
Hey, I'm not listening to you.
Exactly.
You know what Christ, the Bible says? Bring every thought into subjection to Christ.
Yes.
That's 2 Corinthians 10:5. If someone has truly done you wrong, forgive them.
Mm. Yeah.
If that not,
hard. It's hard.
Move on.
That's what it says.
No,
you
saying right here.
You had to.
Yeah, I said if you recognize someone's done you wrong, forgive them. And then I got written on here. Don't wait for them to apologize.
Oh wow. Mm. Why again? Validation. You can't just forgive them, but you want them to validate that they forgave you. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're still waiting for that validation. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not
the acknowledgement that you were wrong.
I need them to acknowledge it.
Then I add the last one here. Pray. Mm.
Yes.
Because you can't do any of them. You can't talk to God if you haven't got rid of the bitterness. I don't know. Understand? Mm-hmm. Some people think that they have a relationship with the Lord and they're bitter. They hate. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. Well. You are, but Jesus said you should.
Like, what Bible you should have you love been reading?
Your enemies. He said you should love your enemies. Right.
You have heard it has been said, "Love your neighbor," but I say unto you, love them that hate you.
Yes,
do good to them that persecute you.
Yes,
that's the Beatitudes.
Yes, but it's so. Be ye angry and sin not.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Let not the sun go down on your wrath.
Okay.
But I want to stew on it. I like it. Just sitting in there simmering.
In my own juices. I like this simmering. And I like to have
some people
this
do
grudge.
Need time, though.
Yeah.
Time for what? Time to die and lose your
soul? No. I'm not talking like that. I'm just saying some people don't need to just have it out right there. Sometimes you can walk away, pray it through.
That was one of the deals. Yeah. Just let it go. That was one of the deals. Just walk away.
But some people are not like that. Some people push and push and push and want you to have like an argument, so to speak, and be like,
it's to understand what's a perceived wrong. You know, you're looking at people and you're seeing something that disagrees with you, mm-hmm. right? And so the real question is, am I thinking right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not only that, if it stirs a bitter feeling in you, mm-hmm. if it stirs that hatred and that anger, you know, the Bible says that envy and strife come from Satan and they come from the enemy, mm-hmm. right?
Paul even said it comes from within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James?
Is it James or Paul?
These things come from within. Maybe it is wars James. And fightings.
Come from, right.
From whence cometh?
War and fighting.
From within, from this hatred, this anger. When Jesus is like, even if they're wronging you,
yes,
you should be like, hey, it's okay. We can work through this. We can do this, right?
Right.
I forgive you. And not waiting for them to say, yeah, I recognize I did you wrong.
I love this.
Proactive love.
I love that. Because, well, they did me wrong. Well, okay, if your heart and your mind is in the right place, the first thing should be your first response on the cross, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. That should be your first. Oh, Lord, they just don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not, well, they did me wrong. Right. They did you wrong. How many times do we do him wrong? And he forgives us time after time after time.
Right.
And so many times. But it that what has happened is that pride, that pride that we have, that we all, that self-validation that we all want to have.
Rears its ugly head.
Just rears up and say, you don't understand. Do you not know who I am? You mentioned Jesus was not accepted in, you know,
in his own hometown.
Jesus didn't go around. Right. He didn't go screaming, do you not know that I'm the Son of God? A lot of times he must have had a smirk on his face sometime when he talked to some of those.
I think he was more like that old commercial with the Indian guy with the tear rolling down his eye because of the pollution. Remember that dude from the 70s on TV?
Right.
It just sorrows him that.
Right.
Because I know that he wanted to do things for those people in Nazareth, but he couldn't.
No.
because they're like, this is the, I grew up with this dude. I went to high school with this guy. Right. How on earth could he be important?
Wow.
Right. How on earth? Wow. I mean, I went. Me and him went to the same school. Me and him learned the Talmud together by the same teacher in the synagogue. You know, how in the world? And I studied more. I remember more scripture than he did.
Wow.
You know, so
then you have to, man. I'm glad you said that, because you know who first came to mind when you was talking about that? I thought about Jacob. And Esau.
Jacob and Esau. Mm-hmm.
Because there was something there, because the dad loved Esau and the mom loved Jacob.
Right. Yeah, favoritism. Yeah.
But God chose Jacob.
Right. Mm-hmm. And not because he was some great stalwart of righteousness either.
Was it?
Because that dude made a lot of bad decisions.
He was deceived.
Deceiver.
He was very deceived. Yeah. Very deceitful. Yeah. So that's why, again, haters, you cannot allow haters to affect you.
No.
Because when they get, if you allow them to fade, that's where you fail. Mm-hmm. That's where you... I'm sorry. That just makes
well,
me
not
want
just
to
that,
run out
it's
and get
like,
ice cream.
I think... Me too. Well, yeah.
It reminds me of the...
You know, you can go out there and pay $10 for Mickey as Mouse a little ice cream.
My dad hated those split. I don't remember too much about my dad, you know, but that was one thing that he hated. He hated those ice
cream. Oh, he was an ice cream truck hater?
No, he didn't. He was not going to pay... I don't ever remember him.
You know what
us
the ice cream truck
to...
guy is saying?
What's that?
He said, "This kid's down the block. I don't need to worry about you."
Yeah.
There's another dumb kid down the street who will buy Superman popsicle for me.
We live on the main street, though.
I don't need you.
On the main street, though.
I don't need you.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. Many moons ago.
I have enough people who give me money for my ice cream.
Got distracted by the ice cream.
No,
it
was
I
good.
Got distracted by the ice cream.
No, because he was hating on the ice cream.
I was
man.
Hating on the ice
the
cream.
The ice cream man's like, I just go to another street.
My dad hated on the ice cream man.
He did.
Not me. Okay. So.
No, I get it. All parents hate ice cream truck drivers, but that don't stop them. They keep driving down the street. Yeah. They keep playing their music.
Oh, so you want to shift it to this?
Yeah,
this
we're talking about haters. Yeah,
yeah. Never let a hater stop you from doing what you're doing.
No joke. There was that girl. Did you guys ever see that America Got Talent girl? She made a song from all the comments of people who hated her singing. So she's like on Twitter or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through her Twitter feed and things like, "You can't sing. You just need to stop. You know, you can't sing and you're ugly. You know, and all these different things that haters are saying.
Yes.
And you know, she's like, I know what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to take all these comments and I'm going to turn them into a song.
Yeah.
Right? And people just were like crazy. They just went crazy for that. It's like harnessing the power of other people's anger and hatred.
And you know why she did that? Because she validated herself.
She had personal self-esteem.
Yes.
She knew her own value.
Yes.
She broke the algorithm.
Yeah. When you do not value or validate yourself, you are open to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You're open to people hating you and taking that. When you not only let me go further.
You're exposing yourself to haters.
When you are validated by the Lord and yourself and you have that agreement, it should never affect you that people hate you. It should never even.
It should almost be known.
It should. Yeah. It's going to.
What did Jesus
say?
Those
that live righteously.
They have hated me. How much more shall they hate you?
More so.
Even more so.
Even more so.
Especially as a Christian, we're going to endure a lot. But Reverend, I won't say the name, but when he was alive, he used to always say, because like he would always deal with attacks and like people bothering you and their hatred for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, "We're dead in Christ. We're dead."
That's good.
Kick a corpse, what does it do back?
Nothing.
If you spit on a corpse, what does it do back? if you call it a name.
We just went into advanced Christianity again here. Christianity here.
But that, yeah, but I remember him.
But hold on to your seat.
I remember him teaching that, and that's so important.
It is important.
Because when you want to be offended and stuff.
You will
be. What does the Bible say? Those who are offended are not made perfect in love. Something like that.
Oh, yes.
And so if you think of yourself as dead in the flesh, mm-hmm. and all of those sinful desires and thoughts, then I mean nothing can hurt you no matter what somebody says or does to you. Right. Because you're not.
Perfect love.
You're dead.
Perfect love.
Your flesh is dead.
And that's so good.
So
that's so good. I didn't even know how to add to that.
Imagine that's so good. And that's the example he used. He goes, if there's a dead body in front of you and you spit on it,
right?
Is it gonna get up and slap you? If you kick it, will it react? Right. If you say things to it, will it react? No, because it's a dead corpse, it's rotted, it's nothing.
Right.
And that's what we are in the flesh.
I had someone call me this week, and I answered the phone. I went, hello. They went, hey, I thought you was going to do such and such. And why didn't you, are you going to do that? I said, yeah, if you want me to. Well, I don't understand. Then you know that there's a problem with it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. And I'm in the back of my mind is like, shouldn't you take care of this? Like, it's just because I mentioned, hey, maybe I make a phone call for you. Oh, well, and immediately I went like, okay, all right. And they just, and his voice said, why are you taking that? Mm. I said, because I am. They don't mean it was early in the morning. I know that there's a reason why they're, because someone else is involved. And I know that they're getting hammered.
Pressure. Yeah.
So they have no relief but to come toward me.
Yeah.
And I went like, oh, okay. Well, and when you take care of it, get back with me.
Said, did you?
Okay.
You're going to love this because you're the one who sends them to me. Is the. The girl who works at the job, the little videos of the stick figures.
Oh yeah! Oh, I love Veronica.
Veronica, right?
I love Veronica.
Veronica's like,
yes.
I want to speak to your manager right now. Your anger level is a number 3. You are going to be disconnected. Calls back up. Don't hang up on me. I'm trying to. Your anger level is a number 3. I don't have to deal with this. You're going to be disconnected.
Yes. Yes.
And then she does the one, and I say, could I please speak to a manager? Well, yes, of course. Hold on for a second. And then you see her pretending to hold on, and then she comes back. Hello, can I help you? Your anger level is number 3. Then I'm going to have a click.
I like the one. Hey, I'm going to call your mother. She's going to say, hey, wait a minute. Let's call your mother and see if she approve of the way that you acting right now. We haters are only effective when we give them
power to be
effective. That's it. Yeah. That we give them, if we never acknowledge them, or mm-hmm. we never even they have no power at all. We give them, like you said, the dead body's dead. Mm-hmm. That body can't give you nothing. You're sitting there wasting your time, and that's if you do haters like mm-hmm. that. Finally, they'll go.
Yeah,
I'm not making any headway. They'll go mess with someone else.
No, I'm not going to agree with these, but I'm going to do some of these here for you. Okay. When people hate on you, it's because you have something they want. I don't give anyone a reason to hate on me. They create their own little drama out of jealousy. Yeah. Dear haters, I have so much more for you to be mad at. Be patient. You hate me.
I like that.
Hate me, but you're still watching.
So true.
I don't worry about haters. They're just angry because the truth I speak contradicts the lie they're living. Always smile. It upsets your haters. Well, that's the world. Let's see what the Lord says. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Yes. What does James say?
Oh, boy.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Mm-hmm. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And I got one more here. And above all things, this is 1 Peter. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover
the multitude
of sins.
What is it wrong? Why is it so hard to just be kind?
I'm thinking personally when I thought about this before we got started, when I was thinking about it, you know, it's easy to think about the people who are hating on you. But the real challenge is to figure out
who you're
am
hating
I
on.
Hating on somebody, mm-hmm. right? Because it's mm-hmm. invisible. It's an invisible mm-hmm. little greedy demon that gets inside of you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then you like you see somebody and that person rubs me wrong. Mm-hmm. That should be like an indicator. Wait a minute, something's not That's right
it.
Here.
It is an indicator.
Something's not right.
It
here.
Is an indicator. It right? is.
I don't need to be like
why
that.
Why am I being?
Yeah.
Why did they here? Why did he come over?
Right.
Why did they got to add something to it?
Yeah.
Here they come again.
There's someone, and it doesn't matter what I say, they always got to come in.
Yeah.
And to a point where it's just comical to me now. It doesn't even faze me anymore. I just go through
it. But that's what you got to do. You got to get in a place like this.
Because
bulletproof.
Because it's so easy to hate back than to look at them in the eyes of love and compassion and say, they just don't know.
Right. Well, the only way to hate back is to mm-hmm. take what they're saying seriously.
Well,
it's like, yeah. or to take what they're saying as truth when it's not.
Right.
Right. Anyhow.
Well, sometimes someone can say something to you in a hateful way, and it is true. I mean, there is.
Right.
But.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's how you receive it. Again, it's like
and how
she
it's said,
said. You know, like, if you're dead, if you. Last thing what I want to say.
Say it.
Yes.
Willing to learn. Willing to accept your responsibilities, willing to look that you may not have the doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why are you upset? Why are you not taking it what they're saying in love? Why does it affect you? Why are you getting all worked up? And do you need to be validated by them?
Well, there's another caveat to that, though. It's how people say things. Because you can say something and it be true. But there's two kinds of hearts that you can have. Just to hurt somebody and to be condescending, or just evil and malicious. Or because you genuinely want to help them and you're coming from a place of love and being like, hey, this is not cool.
Right. I think the end of this conversation is love out of a pure heart. Is to latch on to the love of God. All right. God bless you guys.